This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Intense fighting continues between Azerbaijani and Armenian forces over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. France, Russia, and the United States called for a ceasefire between the two sides. In a joint statement, as co-chairs of the OSCE Minsk group, which is tasked with finding a peaceful solution, the French, the Russians, and the Americans called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between Armenia and Azerbaijan. They also called for leaders of the two countries to commit without delay to resuming substantive negotiations. Armenia and Azerbaijan have dismissed the demands for a truce in the disputed region, where fighting has escalated in recent days to levels not seen since the 1990s. Hong Kong riot police patrolling the route of a banned anti-government march arrested dozens of people Thursday, stopping crowds from gathering as Chief Executive Carrie Lam hailed the city's return to stability. Emer McCarthy of Reuters has more.
Police had banned the protest, citing coronavirus restrictions on group gatherings and violence at previous marches. Hundreds of officers conducted stop-and-search activities and cordoned off areas. Protesters wanted to march against Beijing's imposition of a sweeping national security law on June 30 and demand the return of 12 Hong Kong people who were arrested at sea by Chinese authorities in August as they tried to reach self-ruled Taiwan. Thursday's protests came even as Chief Executive Carrie Lam said at a flag-raising ceremony earlier in the day that stability had returned to the city.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Lebanon and Israel have agreed to a framework for talks on their disputed border. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Lebanon's parliament speaker, Nabih Birri, said on Thursday the talks would be held under the auspices of the United Nations. Washington, which has been mediating to bring the two foes to the negotiating table, welcomed the agreement. Crucially, one of the disputed maritime areas is on the edge of energy-rich waters, and Lebanon's economy desperately needs a boost. It's close to collapse because of a mountain of debt and decades of mismanagement and corruption compounded by the devastating port blast in August in Beirut. Border tensions flare sporadically over a wall Israel is building along the Blue Line, and the growing arsenal of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group, which Israel sees as the biggest threat on its frontier.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Two of the largest airlines in the United States, American and United, have begun furloughing thousands of workers because of the impact of the coronavirus. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
American Airlines and United say they'll begin to furlough 32,000 employees since lawmakers in the White House failed to agree on a broad pandemic relief package that would include more federal aid for airlines. American Airlines flight attendant Allie Malis says she's still hoping for a breakthrough in negotiations for airline payroll protection.
Just stabilize our jobs, maintain our health care.
Flight attendant CWA union president Sarah Nelson.
To keep people in this state of worry and uncertainty is just cruel.
American Airlines says if Washington does come up with a deal in the next several days, the company would reverse the furloughs. U.S. air travel remains down nearly 70% from a year ago because of the new coronavirus. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits fell last week but remained at recession levels, while personal income dropped in August. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits decreased 36,000 to a seasonally adjusted 837,000 for the week ending September 26th. A separate report Thursday from the Commerce Department showed personal income dropped 2.7% in August, reflecting a decrease in unemployment insurance benefits. A $600 unemployment subsidy ended in July and was replaced by a $300 supplement. On Wall Street, stocks ended the day in mostly positive territory, with the Dow Jones Industrials adding 0.13%, the S&P rose by 0.53%, and the NASDAQ gained 1.42%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.